Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess my sound there does not want to pick up. Maybe that'll be the it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I knew those guys were in the studio here somewhere. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We are celebrating today. We celebrate every day. There's a lot of good things to celebrate today, especially as we come off of St. Patrick's. I don't think we call it St. Patrick's Day this year, St. Patrick's weekend. But hey, this one here, I think this one might be geared for me. I don't know. We'll see what it says. National Awkward Moments Day. I don't know. That might, I wonder if they're talking about me when they come up with National Awkward Moments Day. National, this one, I don't know about this one either. This is a little boring here. National Biodiesel Day. Ooh, that one will wake me up. A little loud on that buzzer there. Supreme Sacrifice Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Okay, haven't beaten anorexia. Miss Christie, are we going with National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day or Sloppy Joe Day? Number two, okay, we're going Sloppy Joe Day, okay. Well, you know, so I don't know, cookies though, can never discount a good cookie. Moving right along, let's check what's going on in the markets today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, that is down 36 points. It has been a bit of a rocky road, not the ice cream, but it's been a bit of a rocky road this morning watching the markets. They've been down a little, up a little, but overall not doing a whole heck of a lot. Looking at oil prices, $58.95 a barrel, up 43 cents. So we're checking that one out for you. Let's see what they're doing. $2.54.5 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. Do I want to see what the pricing, the average is across Taxifornia? $3.34.7. $3.34.7 in Taxifornia. Yeah, we are probably leading the country, amongst the highest in the country. $3.35 in Hawaii, so they're a little bit ahead of us right now. $2.30.2 is the cheapest in the land. I'm looking at Mississippi, they're at $2.30.7. Arkansas, $2.30.7. $2.30.2, we will find that in South Carolina. Moving along in the markets, in the news, let's take a look and see the U.S. 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points. 259 is the yield on that. We'll talk about the mortgage-backed securities. What is happening? Where is it happening? And why is it happening? We will chat about that in the next segment. We'll get that into the mortgage minute today. We're going to chat about that one right there a little bit later on. Let's check and see what's going on in the daily briefing. We get our briefing every morning to see what is happening, what we need to be covering, what we need to make sure you know about, because we know that the media will not tell you most of these items. They don't want you to know what's really going on. And, of course, that's probably the reason why that Columbia University study came back saying that 26% of Democrats believe the media and only 5% of Republicans believe the media. That's their study, not mine. I just report the information, but let's see what's going on. I guess it's getting uglier and uglier. President Trump tweeting Sunday morning, calling John McCain last in his class after Fox News reported that newly unsealed documents showed that a McCain associate had shared the flawed Steele dossier with the FBI and several media outlets. John McCain, that was pretty sad what he was doing at the latter days when he didn't want the president to be elected, and all of the undermining that he was doing. Just amazing on watching what was going on there. Meghan McCain, yeah, well, she's protecting her dad. Can't blame her for that. But you know that the unsealed documents. It's kind of going to tell the whole story. Fox News Channel did not air Judge Jeanine this week. Judge Jeanine Pirro's show was scheduled to air on Saturday, but Fox News replaced it with a documentary rerun.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Comes days after the network condemned remarks Pirro made about Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. Fox News says that they're not commenting on internal scheduling matters. The president had to tweet on this again. Bring back at Judge Jeanine Pirro. The radical left Democrats working closely with their beloved partner. The fake news media is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country. They have all out campaigns against that Fox News hosts who are doing too well. Amazing watching what's going on there. Joe Biden, you know, we all know that he can get into the race, but for campaign finance reasons, he doesn't want to announce until the 1st of April. I'm sure right around the first week of April is when we'll hear that, because they have to announce their income on a quarterly basis. He doesn't want to, it's strategic. And I don't get why they are allowed to make the do these things as they do them, but it is fascinating to me to watch it. But his commentary, I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left, Biden said during his keynote remarks at the first state Democrat dinner in Dover. Quote, I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the, oops, anybody who would run, unquote. Chorus of cheers, standing ovation broke out, and Biden made the sign of the cross on his chest, according to Politico and other video reports. I didn't mean of anybody who would run, Biden concluded. And I guess he just doesn't want to get caught up in that campaign finance rules violation. Amazing. More from the president. President Trump tweeted on Saturday that he told GOP House members to vote in favor of releasing special counsel Robert Mueller's upcoming report. The House voted unanimously to pass the resolution. A tweet from the president on the recent non-binding vote, 420-0 in Congress, about releasing the Mueller report. I told leadership to let all Republicans vote for transparency. Make us all look good and doesn't matter. Play along with the game, was the tweet. Moving right along in the morning briefing. This one might have some effect on the news. John Bolton, National Security Advisor, says President Trump has found North Korea to be an unwilling partner on a denuclearization pact. The North Koreans were unfortunately not willing to do what they needed to do, unquote, Bolton said on radio per the Hill. Quote, just Friday night, they issued an unhelpful statement that they're thinking of going back to nuclear and ballistic missile testing, which would not be a good idea on their part, unquote. Further, quote, President Trump wants this threat resolved through negotiations, unquote. Bolton added to radio host John Katsimatidis per the Hill. He wants North Korea to be free of nuclear weapons, that's for sure. Moving right along in the morning briefing, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand formally announced that she, too, is running for president Sunday morning. She plans to give her first major speech in front of Trump International Hotel in New York City to take her positive, brave vision of restoring America's moral integrity straight to President Trump's doorstep, her campaign said. She has to do something to get some attention in the crowded Dem field. We need a leader who makes big, bold, brave choices, someone who isn't afraid of progress, Gillibrand says in a video released Sunday morning, which you can watch on any of the stations. It is out there. Fun stuff watching all of these folks get involved here. I got an interesting briefing for you here as well. A ETF, exchange traded fund, that claims to pay you to invest. Now here's the gig on this one. It's a fascinating story. It's called Salt Financial has filed paperwork with the SEC that would allow its Salt High Trubetta U.S. market ETF to begin paying people a nominal amount of money to invest in it. The goal, attract more assets. The Manhattan-based financial firm already manages about $10 million. That's peanuts when it comes to ETFs. Very, very minimal amount of money. They want to pay you 5 basis points on your money if you invest in the ETF, but only for the first $100 million of money that they collect.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about this one as well. Salt Financial's offer rounds look pretty good, right? not so fast. Two things to understand. First, 5 basis points means you get 50 cents for every $1,000 invested in the ETF. $50 per $1,000. Second, when the introductory offer ends, they stop paying you in about a year, you'll be paying them to invest 29 basis points, a lot higher than all the other or most of the other ETFs. For example, JP Morgan, their ETFs are about 2 basis points. BlackRock iShares, 2 basis points. Charles Schwab, 2 basis points. Vanguard, 4 basis points. And yeah, the SALT, 29 basis points.
Ow!
Yeah, so the message is investing by its very nature, long-term pursuit. Pay attention to these numbers before you let them, you know, sway you to doing something that may not be in your best interest. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Want to increase your family's wealth? We're going to talk about that today. Home improvement, the best credit cards for home improvement. Got a lot of tax discussions. Are you leaving unclaimed tax money on the table? We're going to chat about that. We'll also chat about probate. What is it? Executor fees, what are they? We've got a lot to cover today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. You just need to make the call. Again, it's 800-306-1990. Waiving the lender fees, there are none. That makes that quote very, very simple for you. It becomes a goose egg on the documentation. So we do that. Just tell him that Ron said it. He was on radio. You heard it from him. No lender fees. So just sometimes they, I don't know, if they get upset with me, what the heck? It's just you and I listening this morning. Let's take a look at what's going on in the markets. We are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 22 right now. It was down a little bit more than that earlier in the session today. So we're watching that one. The NASDAQ down 9 points. That one's been a mixed bag as well, so we don't have to worry about that. So it's nothing, not a whole lot of change there. We can look at the 10-year Treasury. That one is pretty much unchanged as we speak right now. The Fannie Mae bond, that's the mortgage-backed security, 3 basis points. That means interest rates are up ever so slightly. All of that is information that you can get right there on the super secret website, google.com. What you come here for is, why are these things happening? Well, we look at a lot of question marks. The Fed has their meeting. They're probably not going to hike rates. I would say that there's very, very little chance that we see a rate hike from the Federal Reserve. But what will be interesting is what they do with their balance sheet. That becomes the bigger issue right now. Currently, they're allowing about $50 billion per month to roll off the balance sheet. How does that happen? Well, as you go and refinance your house or as you pay off a mortgage, they don't reinvest that money. They just collect the cash, and it reduces those, that line item on the balance sheet. Right? Even though the balance sheet basically stays the same, but they're able to reduce it because they do create money out of thin air. So they can actually reduce their balance sheet there. The question, though, is whether they'll adjust and let a lesser amount fall out, therefore reinvesting some of that money back into mortgage treasuries and or mortgage bonds. That's what we're looking for to find out from the Federal Reserve. The existing home sales report, which will be for the month of February, will be released on Friday. That'll likely be a weak report that the media will have fun with. Why is it going to be a weak report? Why will the media have fun with it? What is they, are they not telling you? Well, existing home sales measures closings on homes in that month. Since this is a February report, it likely represents buyers who are shopping for homes in December, maybe even January. We know the stock market took a big hit in December, which likely had potential buyers. Yeah, they're not too good about feeling too good about shopping for a home. Additionally, December was before lower interest rates were realized. Keep this in mind for Friday's report. It's very likely this will be a weak number, but it will improve going forward. So the rest of the week, the Fed meets again Tuesday, mortgage applications, Fed meeting announcement, and press conference on Wednesday, initial jobless claims, and Philly Fed report on Thursday, existing home sales on Friday. Just a little bit of economic news today. The National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, released their housing market index, which is a real-time read on builder confidence for March. Yeah, we're still in March, so it's about as close as you can get. Today's report came in at 62. Does that mean anything to you? It does not to me. Well, I guess it does to me. You might not understand what 62 is basically telling us. Anything over 50 tells us that we are in a good shape. We're expanding. Three components, current sales increased 2 points to 68. Future sales increased 3 points to 71. Buyer traffic is the only place that was a bit off. That fell 4 points to 44. Again, any number reading over 50 signals expansion. So buyer traffic is the only one that is slightly on the weaker side. We watch that for you. But again, that's part of what's going on in the market. Bonds is still trading in between the 25-day moving average and overhead resistance. So we're going to be watching that very, very closely to make sure we understand exactly what's going on so we can give you the best possible guidance within the marketplace. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Check them out. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll get that rolling for you. So I thought that this morning we've gone back and forth on a couple of these things, and we try and squeeze them in every once in a while, but they're too important to be just squeezed in. So I thought I would spend a little bit of time explaining what is probate, because most people don't know what probate is. It's going to happen when somebody dies. Well, here's the issue, is it doesn't necessarily have to happen. So probate is basically the process that one goes through as far as liquidating an estate when a person dies. Right? If they did not have a trust, if they don't have their house in order, their financial house in order when they pass, maybe they are younger, maybe they didn't plan on that time frame. You never know what the reasons are, but everyone's got a reason. None of them are ever good. So the question is, what is probate? How do you deal with it? So we thought we would chat about that a little bit more in depth this morning. It is a court-supervised process of validating a deceased person's will. It involves identifying a person's final assets, paying last debts, and distributing property to the proper heirs. And while state law ultimately determines how probate works, the process is very similar across the country. We're going to walk you through step by step, but let's determine if probate is even required. If you want hands-on expert guidance to help you through the probate process, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We can put you in touch with one of the tremendous estate planning attorneys that comes on Ron Siegel Radio and chat about it. When is probate necessary? Probate is not always required to transfer property. Several state laws indicate that property valued below a certain amount can be passed on to heirs without probate or through a simplified version of it. Certain accounts such as 401k plans, individual retirement accounts, and pensions with listed beneficiaries don't need to go through the probate process. The assets in these accounts will automatically transfer to the named beneficiary following the original account owner's death. There are also several estate planning strategies that individuals can deploy in order to pass on property and assets without putting it through the often costly and public legal process of probate. We'll chat more about this in a little bit. But if the deceased owned a substantial amount of property or died without a will, the probate process might be needed for the proper heirs to receive their fair share. So how does it work? Most wills name an executor who takes charge of overseeing the probate process. This person typically has 30 days from the date of the will owner's death to file the document with the local probate court. If the decedent died without a will or didn't clearly identify an executor in one, the probate court will appoint an administrator to oversee the probate process. This often falls on the next of kin. However, a named executor or appointed administrator can always decline the role. In these court cases, the court turns to someone else. Overall, the person overseeing probate must prove to the court that the will is valid. So how do you validate the will? Most state laws require an executor to file a will with the local probate court as soon after the death of the decedent as possible. This person may also need to file the death certificate as well as a petition to open probate at the same time. Next, a probate court judge determines whether the will is legally valid. Usually involves a hearing in which all the beneficiaries listed in the will have a right to look at the document and accept or reject to their role in it. The court decides how to move forward in cases where wills are contested. But how does the probate court figure out if the will is valid? In several cases, self-proving affidavits help create finalize wills. The will grantor, along with witnesses, will sign off on these. In most cases, these documents hold enough weight for the court to kick off the probate process. Once that happens, the executor receives and signs letters of authority or letters of administration. This simply means the executor legally agrees to enter the probate process and oversee matters involving the estate. In some states, the executor must also post bond. This is an insurance policy that protects beneficiaries in the event the executor intentionally or unintentionally makes costly error during the probate process. Now you got to identify the assets for probate. Once the probate process begins, the executor must identify all of the decedent's assets as well as their value. This usually means diving into banking and investment account statements, insurance policies, tax documents, and more. Some states require executors to provide the court with a document that details the decedent's assets, their value, and notation on how that value was reached. This determines what's known as the date of values. The executor may also need to take hold of physical property such as fine art and vehicles. Moving into real estate isn't necessary, but the executor would have to make sure property taxes, insurance, and mortgage payments are properly covered throughout the probate process. The decedent's estate can pay these and all other debts. Contacting creditors and paying off debt. An executor must also track down any of the decedent's last creditors. These creditors typically have a limited time in which they can make claims against the decedent's estate. These time frames vary by state. However, an executor can challenge these claims. A creditor may then petition the court to make a decision in the matter. In either case, officials' debts must be paid off. These include medical bills and other expenses the decedent couldn't cover before death. Because these are levied against the decedent's estate, passing away with major debt can take a large chunk off the assets that can legally transfer to loved ones. Filing and paying final taxes. Death doesn't mean a clean slate from Uncle Sam. So an executor must file and pay off any of the decedent's final taxes with estate funds. The federal estate tax can climb, and some states enforce their own as will. Estate taxes are typically due within 9 months following the owner's death. However, one can reduce the size of his or her estate during life in order to transfer property tax-free. Distributing property. An executor usually needs to provide the probate court with documentation detailing every transaction he or she engaged in during the probate process thus far. These filings would also detail the exact value of a remaining estate. However, some states allow the executor to waive this requirement if all beneficiaries believe it's not necessary. After the court confirms all debt and taxes have been paid, it can move forward with dividing what's left. If a person died without a will, the court typically divides assets and property among immediate family members. Someone who dies without a will has passed away intestate. The surviving spouse, if any, typically takes priority. We'll continue our conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Want to increase your family's wealth? We will share with you how to do that. And home improvement, best credit cards. We're going to talk about that one as well. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does, NEST. Hey, they also have a tool on that NEST app for you. Again, it's a really cool app, but it'll also tell you exactly what homes are selling for in your neighborhood. I know a lot of folks like to find out, hey, what is the recent sales for? What's the value of my property? Did I get a good deal? Is it appreciating as quickly as I want? Well, the NEST app, all you have to do is go on there, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Let us know that's what you want. We will get you a text message every time something new sells in your neighborhood. Want to increase your family's wealth? We're going to talk about how, obviously, our tax program that we do with our friend Todd Halterman, yeah, that's one that lets you disinherit the IRS. If you have substantial assets and you don't want to pay Uncle Sam, there are legal ways to avoid that. If you're looking at buying and selling real estate, buying and selling businesses, buying and selling commercial properties, there are legal ways that our friend Todd Halterman knows of, understands about, to disinherit the IRS. Everyone should realize that unless you are living somewhere rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. Buying your own home provides you with a form of forced savings that allows you to use your monthly housing costs to increase your family's wealth. Every month that you pay your mortgage, you're paying off a portion of the debt that you took on to purchase your home. Therefore, you own a little bit more of your home every month in the form of home equity. As your home's value increases, you also gain home equity. Every quarter, Pulsonomics surveys a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists. They're asked to project how residential home prices will appreciate over the next 5 years for their home price expectation survey. The latest data from their Q1 2019 survey revealed that home prices are expected to round out the year 4.3% higher than they were in January. For the next 5 years, home values will appreciate by an average of 3.21% a year. Great news for homeowners. For example, let's assume a young couple purchased and closed on a $250,000 home in January of this year. I use that because that's probably the lowest price that we see it from some of the people that are listening to the show out in the Coachella Valley, Riverside, San Bernardino. Those in Orange County, San Diego County, Los Angeles County, not too hard to double that or quadruple that number So we use that $250,000 simply through their home appreciating in value. Those homeowners can build their home equity by $40,000 over the next 5 years. So think about that. If you're a million-dollar home, that's going to be four times that, $160,000, $170,000. We put a chart up on our social media channels earlier, and you have that all that information. Potential equity gained over the same time period at some higher price points, $1 million, comes out at $170,467 on these projections from the Home Price Expectation Survey by January 2024. In many cases, home equity is a large portion of a family's overall net worth, whether it's your first or fifth. If you plan for this year includes buying a home, let's chat about it and see where prices are headed in your neighborhood. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We've been chatting this morning about probate and what you need to know about it, what is it, and a guide to the process. How about avoiding probate? Now, you can't avoid death. All those two things, death and taxes, they get us all. But can you avoid probate? Well, the probate process often chips away at the decedent's estate before the proper heirs receive their due property. However, there are several estate planning techniques one can engage in during life in order to shield property from the probate process. One example is opening a revocable living trust. These accounts can hold virtually anything of value, from your bank accounts to physical property such as vehicles. But when you die, the contents of your trust effectively leave your estate and are no longer your property. Thus, these assets do not have to go through the probate process. You can explicitly detail how you want to divide this property amongst heirs in your trust. With a revocable living trust, you can also designate a trustee to manage trust assets and distribute property to the proper beneficiaries after your death. In addition, you can give away property and assets as gifts during your lifetime. For 2019, you can gift up to $15,000 to the individual without worrying about the gift tax. You can give up to $15,000 in cash or other property to each of your children, for example. But even if you gift more than $15,000 to one person during the year, you generally just need to report it on Form 709. It doesn't mean you have to pay the gift tax. You trigger that when you breach your lifetime gift and estate tax exclusion. Recent tax laws shifted that to more than $11 million. With careful estate planning, a married couple can protect $22 million in gifts to loved ones without incurring a gift tax. Now, remember, you're talking about that $15,000. Well, if you're married, you can give each child $15,000. Your spouse can give each child $15,000 or up to $15,000. Talk to a tax attorney. Talk to a CPA. Make sure that you check everything. You know, I give you the best advice I can, but I am not an attorney. I am not a CPA. So let's make sure we put you in touch with one of those individuals who do have that license and are up on all the newest laws. You can convert several of your banking accounts into pay-on-death accounts. You typically just need to sign a form from your financial institution and designate a beneficiary. Upon your death, this account transfers directly to the beneficiary without having to go through the probate process. Some states also allow you to convert security and vehicle registrations, as well as real estate deeds, into pay-on-death property. The takeaway: probate may sound intimidating, but it shouldn't be a daunting process. A detailed will that designates an executor can ensure the proper transfer of your property to the right heirs after you die. The probate process isn't always necessary, however, so it's important to seek help from a lawyer to see how state law affects probate in your area. Seeking a financial advisor for guidance around estate planning can also protect your property from probate and taxation. Some tips: a revocable living trust can help secure your property from probate, but it's not the only kind of trust. Look into how different trusts work to see which kind is right for you. The probate process can be complex depending upon your situation. This is why it's important to seek the help of a professional financial advisor. We can help you find one with our contacts, with the people that come on the broadcast, who we actually chat with and interview on a regular basis. So just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We'd be happy to put you in touch with a probate attorney. Or more importantly, let's get in touch with a trust attorney, an estate planning attorney, so you can avoid the probate. There's taxes on that. There's fees on that. Whole lot cheaper if you get the trust done ahead of time. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, home improvement, the best credit cards for home improvement. We'll talk about that. Are you leaving unclaimed tax money on the table? We'll chat about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit. When you're ready for increasing your credit score, correcting your credit report, Blue Water has the solutions for you. They understand all the different laws that are involved in the credit process. Blue Water Credit, they are the solution that I recommend on a regular basis. Check them out. Best credit cards to finance home improvements. Looking for a credit card to finance your next home renovation project? Look no more. These options offer generous rewards and long 0% intro offers. The editorial content that we're going to share with you is based on objective assessment driven by any kind of advertising. However, we may get compensation on some of these at a later date. You never know, but I just want to throw that out there. There are a lot of issues to watch out for. Expenses can be pretty expensive when you're looking at home improvements. But the best credit cards for home improvement, every home improvement handyman or handywoman no doubt has their favorite home improvement store, the one they keep going back to, whether they like it or not. So why not get at least some benefit out of being a frequent shopper with a store credit card, especially one tailor-made for home improvement projects? Get the latest information. We'll share that with you on a regular basis, so you may better keep checking back with us. Store credit cards do have, however, major drawbacks. They usually can only be used in the store chain that issued them. The regular non-promotional APR they charge is usually several percentage points above standard credit cards. In addition, some store cards charge deferred interest. This means you'd have to pay interest on the whole purchase, not just the remaining balance, once the promotional period concludes if you haven't paid off the balance in full. So you've got the Lowe's credit card. They offer some flexibility in their financing on some items, in addition to 5% off on eligible purchases. Let's see. Lowe's, lost my thought there. Lowe's special financing allows you to pay for purchases of $299 a month or over on a six-month period. Lowe's project financing allows you to pay for purchase of $2,000 or more with 36, 60, or 84 fixed monthly payments with a reduced 3.99%, 5.99%, and 7.99% APR until paid in full. No annual fee. There is the Home Depot Project Loan Card. If you shop at Home Depot and you've got a home renovation or other large doing on the horizon, their Project Loan Card might be for you. This card gives you special financing period of up to 84 months and credit lines up to $55,000. If you want more bang for your buck and you're a professional, not just a home improvement aficionado, you may want to look into the Project Loan Card. Other highlights include 6-month buying window to purchase products, 84 months to pay off the balance at 7.99% APR, no annual fee, no prepayment penalty. The Home Depot Consumer Card is another one. If you're more the hobbyist, home improvement dabbler, you might want to go for the Home Depot Consumer Card, but we warned, this card is one of those that charges deferred interest. In this case, interest will be charged to your account from the purchase date if you do not pay the full balance within the 0% financing 6-month promotional period. More details, 24 months of financing during special promotions, exclusive cardholder credits, 1-year hassle-free return, seasonal discounts, all of that are there. The Amazon.com store credit card. Amazon really does sell everything, so their Amazon.com store credit card is for the fix-it person who prefers to buy their supplies online. And if you're a Prime member, not only will you benefit from one-day shipping, but you'll receive 5% cash back on all purchases. Find more details on financing options. Special financing of $149 or more, 0% interest, 12-month easy or equal pay financing on certain items, 6, 12, 24-month financing on items $149 or more. A couple tips. If someone does have a card that is part of Chase Ultimate Rewards, you do get an additional 2 points per dollar at Home Depot when shopping through the Chase shopping portal, and there's no limit on that. Just to throw that one out there for you. If you're going to buy a ton of building and repair supplies anyway, wouldn't it be nice to get a little cash back for your trouble? Following are some card options for financing home improvement projects of all sizes. The American Express Cash Magnet Card. Though the cash back rate on the American Express Cash Magnet Card is not the highest in the market, it is unlimited and applies to all purchases. Where the card really shines is in its highly achievable and comparative large sign-up bonus for a no annual fee card. Plus, this card offers the Planet Pay It program, which is a great way to buy time when paying off your next project. 1.5% unlimited cash back, 0%. A lot of tips there. What you might want to be unconventional, but I would get a new card before doing any project, says Brian Hymas, founder of FlyFreeSecrets.com. If it's an Amex card, buy gift cards if there were Amex offers to get an additional discount. Chase Freedom Unlimited carries the same cashback rate as the Cash Magnet, as well as the same introductory 0% on both purchases and balance transfers. Though its sign-up bonus offers slightly less, the rewards are still decent and no less attainable. The real distinguishing feature for the DIY crowd is the extra warranty, theft, and damage coverage. Just a thought there for you. A tip from April through June 2019, Chase Freedom will offer 5% cash back on home improvement store and grocery store purchases up to $1,500. There's just a few of the items for you if you are looking at doing some home improvement work this year. And as always, I ask, please set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.